Fresh fighting was reported over the weekend in eastern Afghanistan. Local residents say more than a dozen people were killed in clashes in and around the city of Host. That's the same area where U.S. forces are hunting for followers of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The new violence is another reminder of how much work remains to be done in the effort to root out the remnants of al-Qaeda. The continued problems in Afghanistan also are raising questions about whether the U.S. military is ready to fight a second war in Iraq. NPR's Tom Chaltom reports.
Last week, a car bomb in Kabul, the capital, killed at least 25 people. A few hours later, an assassination attempt on Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai. Now, more fighting in eastern Afghanistan. Is this war really won? Milt Bearden, who directed CIA operations against the Soviet forces in Afghanistan more than 20 years ago, makes an unsettling point that a relatively successful first year by a foreign army in Afghanistan can be followed by a disastrous second year.
I've researched at great detail the Soviet entry into Afghanistan in Christmas of 79, and during that first year they were there. And it's hauntingly similar to some of the experiences that we've had, all of which were hauntingly similar to the experiences that the British had going in 1839. This place is a tough neighborhood.
Afghanistan is where the U.S. war on terrorism began last October. Since then, the Taliban regime has been driven from power and the al-Qaeda network has lost its safe refuge. But Osama bin Laden himself has not been located, and al-Qaeda remains active in parts of Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan. So on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, the question was put to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Air Force General Richard Myers. Can the U.S. military continue operations against al-Qaeda and at the same time start a new war in Iraq? General Myers said the U.S. military for years has been organized around a strategic formula that assumes it may need to fight two wars at once.
We have the forces, we have the readiness, and we have the people that are willing and able to carry out that strategy, which means we can do more than one thing at a time.
Military officials admit, however, that a new war effort in Iraq would necessarily mean redirecting some resources now dedicated to the fight against terrorism. Unmanned aerial vehicles now being used in the search for Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda followers may get new assignments. Some U.S. special operations troops now on the ground in Afghanistan or Pakistan would be redeployed. Satellite cameras now focused on possible al-Qaeda hideouts could be reprogrammed to follow Iraqi military movements instead. Says a senior military official, it's up to us to point out the cost of starting something in Iraq right now. It's up to the civilian leadership to decide if it's worth it. Privately, some officers have expressed doubts about taking action too quickly. The risk, says one, is that we'll take our eyes off the ball already in play, meaning the operation against al-Qaeda. Of course, maybe those unmanned aircraft and elite U.S. troops could be put to better use somewhere else. Anthony Cordesman is a military analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Afghanistan, in many ways, is reaching the point where it's not clear what continued U.S. military intervention can do. An endless hunt for the remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda is not really going to produce much by way of marginal improvements.
But even if the U.S. military can now afford to shift its focus from al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein, the recent setbacks in Afghanistan raise a second question. Do they foreshadow troubles the United States would face in the aftermath of a victory in Iraq? Retired General Gordon Sullivan, a former Army Chief of Staff, says military officers trained to anticipate what's involved in a new mission know that going for a regime change in Iraq would be a long and difficult task.
I don't think any of the people that I know are overwhelmed with concerns about the military aspects of going to a country like Iraq to do the military piece of that. But I think they are concerned, and I speak for myself now when I'm saying this, with the long-term implications of successful completion of that effort in the creation of a democratic governance in a country like Iraq.
In Afghanistan, the United States is now looking to its allies for help in stabilizing the country. The United States will also need help stabilizing Iraq after a war there. Sullivan and others say that's an argument against going into a war without Allied support. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.